Hello and welcome. I'm Ashur Anand. Welcome to Generational Healing for Spirituality Program Part 2. As you know, that this is a three-part program to help you dissolve fear-based divine connection so that you can allow a love and heart-based connection to form or strengthen that connection that you may already have. I'm glad that you are a part of this journey, because the more people go through this journey and processing and integrations and changing or rewriting of the spiritual, religious, and old blueprints, the easier it is for us and the planet to bring in a much higher vibration and stronger light energy and cosmic forces. And when we do that, we can create more global harmony, collaboration, and stronger connection with each other. And as you notice, today's world, you notice that there is a lot of separation, and especially in different industries and politics, a lot of people are going into very much of judgment. They're going into all kinds of judgment and blaming. You know, we need to rise above that. You know, we don't want to play any blame game. Understand that what we see outside of us in the world is directly proportional to what we each carry deep within us. Now, I've given the analogy of volcano and lava in the past. Volcanic eruption can happen and lava can come out because there is lava underground. So when collectively we hold different types of anger, judgment, shame, guilt, betrayal, hatred, and other energies that are simply not beneficial for us, through different people, through different groups and organizations and in different parts of the world, that eruption happens. Those anger, judgment, violence, hatred, all of them come up. But we are collectively contributing to them. This process. So as we dissolve these energies within us, we will create a new wave that will change a lot of these cycles, and we will basically break that circuit that exists now around fear and judgment. And that's why more people go through this program, the easier it is for us to create that major shift. This entire series, as you know, is primarily an experiential journey for you, where I will initiate processes to isolate codes and information from your field and your system that are keeping you limited, and you will begin a process to transform them. I will do a lot of deep and powerful transformations for you in the womb, for your childhood, for information that got passed down to you from your ancestors and your surroundings. And then we will rewrite them in a way that you move more into a heart-based living. Now, how soon can you see the results? Well, it depends on you and where you are. The more you practice, the easier it's going to get for you. And as you transform these old ties and fear-based connections and anger, judgment, violence, everything from deep inside you, from your soul's journey, from lifetime connections, then you will also notice that other areas of your life improves. Finances, relationships, health and wellness, and, you know, everything else. Because a lot of the lack and limitation-based teachings have come from many different religious and old spiritual teachings where people in power mention that you can be peaceful in your afterlife if you are poor. You know, I hear that kind of things all the time. But here's the thing, though. When you understand that divine energy is abundant, there is no lack in divinity. There is no judgment. There is no anger or hatred. There is only love. There is only healing. Then how can we assign fear, judgment, anger, and all those energies with divine connection? Now, this duality creates a lot of disharmony. So as we experience a stronger flow of cosmic energy, we can diffuse a lot of those old programming and not only help ourselves, but help our families and people around us and help the planet. You know, when you begin to detach from some of these old teachings, you know, if you still hold on to some of those, you know, we each carry some deep inside us. Otherwise, none of us would be in a world where there is any of these fear-based teachings. So we each carry some, you know, more or less. Now, as you change yourself, you may notice that, you know, sometimes people don't understand you. They don't get you, and they're wondering what happened to you, especially when it comes to family members. It is fine. Don't judge anybody. You know, allow them space to grow. And when they are open, then teach them and help them. Now, I want to talk about a memory access technique that we may use today and moving forward. And you can use this technique for anything else also in your life. When I ask you to access your old memories, here's what you do. Look up straight, roll your eyes all the way up toward the ceiling, and close your eyes. If you are in the middle of a journey, then your eyes will be closed automatically. So you will simply be rolling your eyes all the way up toward the ceiling. And at that time, you will notice rapid movements of your eyes and eyelids. This technique helps you to connect to REM sleep state and certain parts of your brain to access information. Make sure that you do not strain your eyes and be gentle on your eyes. So you can use this technique to ask questions and receive subconscious information, you know, information that you don't remember or happened even before you were born, like things that got passed down to you in the womb. You can even access some of those memories, not to judge, but simply notice what has created a lot of disharmony in your life. And then you can simply use the holographic tools such as the Rings of Harmony, which is a part of the foundational holographic transformation toolkit, and you can simply transform those energies. So this way you can simply ask, you know, is there anything that is preventing me from creating more abundance? Define what more means to you. Let's say you want to create, you want to double your income, or you want to donate more, or you want to attract better health, or find the right person, or have a more enhanced relationships, or divine connection, you know, strengthen your divine connection. You can ask what is preventing you, or what is stopping you, or what can you transform so that those connections are stronger, and notice your subconscious response. So let's test it out right now. Close your eyes. Roll your eyes all the way up toward the ceiling. Notice the gentle movement of your eyes and eyelids. When you were in the womb, did you experience fear? Notice your response without judgment. What do you need to transform to strengthen your divine connection? simply notice your response. So you can use this memory access technique to get information from your subconscious. Now, those of you who are pretty new to this technique, the more you practice, the easier it's going to be for you to receive the answers. So if you didn't experience anything right away, just simply practice more and you will notice information shows up. Now, you may notice in the form of a thought or feelings, or you may notice visuals, or you may hear conversation, or you may hear suggestions. Now, noticing can show up in many different ways. Simply be open to anything. Let us begin our part two journey processing and enhancements. Gently close your eyes and begin to breathe in and out deeply and gently. Let's bring up spiraling earth energy from the center of earth and allow that energy to come up through your lower chakras and your feet. And let's bring down the spiraling rays of the sun through your higher chakras and your crown. You are inside a vortex between the earth and the sun. Allow the energies to spiral through you up and down. And raise your vibration. I will now run a deep cleansing process for your chakras. These are the energy centers for your body and your field. Let's begin to dissolve and flush out any kind of fear-based connections that you have in your chakras. Let's begin to flush out fear, judgment, shame, guilt, betrayal, worry, anger, abuse, and energies that are no longer beneficial for you. Breathe in and out deeply and gently. Now use the memory access technique to receive answers from your subconscious. So roll your eyes all the way up toward the ceiling. Notice rapid movements of your eyes and eyelids. And simply receive answers. Have you experienced religious or spiritual teachings around fear, lack, and limitations when you were little? Can you recall some of them? Did you grow up hearing about punishments, sins, and judgments toward others? What do you need to transform to create a stronger alignment? You can bring your eyes back to your normal position. As your subconscious connects with those events and memories, the algorithms that I run in the background isolate them. They isolate your neural network and organs where different information is stored that are no longer beneficial for you. As you go through the program, you'll begin a process to dissolve them and transform them into love and healing energies. I will now run a deep cleansing of your spinal cord and spinal column that store information and imprints from your previous generations and your own life experiences. I will begin to isolate any kind of fear, judgment, anger, hatred, shame, guilt, betrayal, sin, punishment, and other energies around religions, spirituality, and divine connection that are simply no longer beneficial for you. Let us begin to dissolve and diffuse these energies so we can align with a stronger vibration of divine love, healing, and joy and abundance. Focus on your heart. Keep breathing in and out deeply and gently. And notice your sensations as the process happens in the background. continue to focus on your heart and keep breathing in and out deeply and gently. I'm bringing in stellar matrices from the stars Alpharats and Harris B and Maya to help you dissolve a lot of these old imprints and fear-based teachings and beliefs that are stored in your spinal cord, spinal column, and different organs. Begin to dissolve them and flush them out of your system. If you would like, you can imagine or visualize all these old programmings coming out of you in the form of dirty water. It tells your brain that you are releasing information that's not beneficial for you. Your brain knows that everyone wants clean water. No one wants dirty water. Notice that gradually the water gets clear and at some point only light comes out of you. Continue to breathe in and out deeply and gently as the process continues. And simply notice your sensations and notice any type of thoughts, feelings, images, or information that may pop up. Simply notice without judgment. Continue to breathe in and out deeply and gently. Let us go deeper into your subconscious and your soul's journey. Did you ever experience prosecution or punishment in your soul's journey because of your beliefs? Use the memory access technique. Notice what pops up. Continue to breathe in and out deeply and gently. Now begin to isolate those memories and connections, and I'll begin a process to help you integrate lessons and transform those energies into pure love, healing, and abundance. Keep breathing in and out deeply and gently, and continue to focus on your heart. Let's breathe in and out deeply and gently. I will now run a deep cleansing of your personal energy field and begin the process to transform any kind of fear, anger, or judgment-based religious and spiritual information that you hold in your personal field. Let's begin to dissolve them so you can attract more harmony and stronger divine alignment based on your heart connection. Continue to focus on your heart and keep breathing in and out deeply and gently. Let's breathe in and out deeply and gently. I will now open up your family and parental religious and spiritual belief imprints to isolate events, memories, judgments, beliefs, connections, teachings, and experiences around any kind of faith that are no longer beneficial for you and do not support your path and your heart-based divine connection. I will now run processes to dissolve those limiting beliefs and old doctrines. Continue to focus on your heart and keep breathing in and out deeply and gently. Continue to focus on your heart and keep breathing in and out deeply and gently. Breathe in and out. Begin to integrate healing energies and love energy for your cells, atoms, DNA, for your chakras, your meridians, and your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. allow a vortex of love and healing energies to form around you. And allow that vortex to gradually expand and fill up the entire planet. Allow the energies to get stronger and allow every person and every faith and every organization to receive the love and healing energies. Let us focus on global harmony and collaboration. Let's breathe in and out deeply and gently a few more times. Come back to your present moment. Rub your hands together and gently open your eyes. Welcome back. Begin to focus more on inner and global unity, collaboration, healing, love, and harmony. And focus on aligning with your truth and your divine or cosmic alignment or your higher vision or purpose. You know, however you want to look at it, it's fine. Just simply focus on strengthening that connection so that information can flow to you more easily. You know, one of the easiest ways to strengthen that connection is to work with the cosmic beings, the stars and the nebulas, and we often go into those journeys because as you transcend a lot of the limitations of our space-time and our environment, that these cosmic beings and these divine beings that are stars and nebulas and other forms that exist in the universe, they bring in a much higher vibration for you. So you can tap into these energies. These are power sources for you. The sun is our immediate power source. Sun is powered by another star, which is powered by another star. So as you go more cosmic, you can allow a stronger flow of these information to come to you. And as you play with these cosmic bodies, you will actually notice a lot more about your vision, your higher purpose, you know, and you can understand the messages more clearly. So in part three, you will go deeper into transforming other imprints and subconscious beliefs and focus more on a global unity. So have a magical rest of your day and the rest of the month. I'm going to open up the line. If you have any questions or if you want to share experiences, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to know how or what you felt during the journey. So also share. And if you are a part of any of the Facebook groups, share so that other people can find out. Let's take a look at the callers. First caller, last four digits are 2680.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. Thank you so much again for calling out my number. I surely appreciate it. My name is Charlotte, and I enjoyed the whole thing. I did receive information each time. But the one thing I've learned tonight is I'm going to have to start jotting that stuff down because now that I'm back to my normal self, I don't remember it as well.
Well, whatever you need to remember will just come to you. You don't have to. I mean, when you go through the journey multiple times, you know, you can receive more information. The main thing is as you explore, the information get integrated for you. You know, certainly if you want to write down something because it's important to you, you can certainly do that. But otherwise, simply explore, you know, experience the process and notice what kind of shift happens for you.
Okay, well, I'll do that. The one thing I wanted to say was that I really felt good about, and not that I didn't feel good about it at all, but one of the things that came to me was that about I was at an emotional disadvantage in this lifetime and that was lifting up and out of me, and I did feel it and see it happening, and that feels really good because I have had a lot of emotional trauma in this lifetime, so hopefully that's leaving me now and I'm not going to have that as much in the future.
Great. So really focus on what you would love to attract instead of that And as you focus on that, then the new reality that you are looking to create and you are in the process of creating can show up faster for you.
Absolutely. I love that. Thank you so much. I surely appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining. All right, next caller, last 4 digits are 0169.
Hi, Ms. Shore.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi there.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your work so much. My name is Rolanda, and I'd love it if you could help me just get unstuck. I've had victim trauma stuff, and also my career, and it's like my voice doesn't get heard, or if it does, it doesn't get paid or respected right. So I've paralyzed myself to a stop practically, and I just really need to get unstuck here, and I'd really appreciate any help in that direction.
So the first thing is, as you are transforming many of these deep core patterns and beliefs, many of those old programmings are based on fear, meaning generational fear. So your focus now needs to be not on getting unstuck, because that's still stuck energy. It's similar to getting out of debt, that's still debt energy. You know, losing weight, that's still weight energy. So you want to focus on what you desire. So in this case, what is your vision? Your vision may be, well, tell me what your vision is. Where do you want to go?
I to be a great actress, and, you know, and I won major awards, and then, anyway, it's almost like I didn't get my moment, and then I do major things, and then I don't get paid or heard right. So there's like a needing to be heard and then not really getting heard. So to be a great actress, that's my vision.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's focus on those visions, you know, focus on being that actress, focus on you know, the type of influence that you want to make, and focus on the fun and joy and all the, you know, great things that you can receive by being a great actress. Focus on having an awesome voice, a magical voice, where your voice heals yourself, your voice heals the others. And as people listen to you or watch you, they receive love, joy, and healing energies. So begin to focus on those, and simply, you know, keep running those, the different tools, because if you focus on what is, you know, some of the things that you don't want, then you will tap into those energies again. So simply focus on that new reality. And as you are transforming a lot of these old imprints, tell yourself that all those lack and limitations are now gone. By the time you go through part three, everything else will be dissolved, and it's going to be easy for you to achieve all the things that you're looking for.
Because right now it feels like the anger is more churned up. The quicksand pulling me back is more at a hold. It feels like all the, you know, all that ucky stuff is grabbing firmer rather than letting go.
Mm-hmm. So all of these are coming out because, you know, the processes will continue for some time. These are really deep core processes. A lot of code level changes are happening. So keep flushing them out. You know, I gave the dirty water visuals. You can use that visual, you know, use the rings of harmony, keep flushing them out, and focus on what you rather would attract or manifest. You know, write them down if you don't have it written down, so that you can focus on it on a regular basis, but really go deep into designing that new life for yourself, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Next caller, last 4 digits are 8783.
Hi, Monsieur. This is Dolores, and I thank you. I thank you again for your wonderful gift and generosity of sharing your gift with us. I had some nice experiences. When you had us looking up to the sky through our, you know, up to our like forehead to receive answers, I didn't feel rapid eye movement or anything, but I did feel a lot of pressure in my crown. And then when you were removing things from the past of torture, I saw two different visions, the two different types of torture I had in past lives, different lifetimes. And then when you were working on our spine, I felt a twinge of pain in the middle of my back. It only lasted for a short time, but a twinge of pain in the center of my back. So I wanted to share that, and I enjoyed the process, as always. And I thank you again. I'm so grateful and appreciative to be a part of this.
Great. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's take a look at the webcast. Diwakar is asking, what is the difference between ascension and enlightenment? It depends on how you define them. You know, there are so many people, so many different types of teachings that talk about all those things. And, you know, to me, the thing is, when you label somebody that these are enlightened people and those are not enlightened people, then that's still judgment. So my thing is, let's rise above all these labels, because the labels don't really mean anything. When you reach a certain state, you don't need labels, you know it. And others will know it too. So why bother using all these labels? Let's focus on your vision, your higher vision, your purpose, and, you know, create those alignments. So when the whatever process happens for you, as you embody a stronger flow of cosmic light and information, that will be very natural for you. So you don't really need labels. So I just detach from those labels, because I know there's so many types of teachings that even label people like, oh, these are the, you know, ones who are enlightened, and these are the gurus, and you need to sit around them and listen. I'm just, you know, that's just the old ways of old style teaching. Shitesh, about how to stop unnecessary thoughts continuously running in the mind. You're not going to stop your thoughts. You have, you know, 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day, according to scientists. You just want to detach from wanting to notice every one of them. You know, think about a highway. You can see many cars. You can see hundreds of cars. Don't get busy looking at each plate and wanting to, you know, see the model and the logo and everything. Simply notice the flow. Then you don't really get caught up in any of those thoughts. All right. Let's take a look at some of the questions. A lot of you are saying thanks and sharing your experience about how much you felt. Some of you are writing, Cindy, you experienced a huge fear release a couple of nights ago. Didn't get much sleep that night, but I could feel it was important. Thanks. Great. Yes, a lot of, I know, fear and old programming and information that are stored deep inside you, they can come out, they can get flushed out of your system. Some will happen during the week. Some already happened. Some will happen over the next few weeks or even months, you know, based on how ready you are to deal with them. Simply notice and keep using the tools and keep flushing them out. So once you get to a point, and you will notice that, you will feel it in your heart, your body, your feel will tell you that. Once you get to a point where you have shifted a tremendous amount and you're embodying a much stronger flow of light, you'll simply know that. And it just makes things much easier. Tess is saying, I feel something happening already, really feeling expanded, almost loopy. Great. Michael, not Michelle, from Tennessee, thanks so much. Very powerful. I send you much love and many blessings. Thanks for joining. Maria, toward the end of the healing session, I start getting very cold and anxious. Is there something I should do to calm myself and warm myself up? So different people respond in different ways. You know, when you are transforming any, you know, some of the major code level changes, because when I'm working on the imprint and upgrade, I'm actually looking at, think about a software. And a software has all these codes, and the codes, you know, get executed and create the program that you use. For example, Microsoft Word or a browser that you use. Behind these, there are millions and millions of lines of codes. So behind your patterns, you know, all kinds of patterns, spiritual connection, abundance, relationship, health and wellness, you have all these codes that came from many different generations. That's why I'm focusing a lot, starting last fall, about doing a lot of deep core generational healing and transformational blueprints and imprints, so that you can let go of things that are no longer beneficial for you and really rewrite them so that you can design a new life faster. So your job would be, once you go through these programs, is to simply focus on what you would like to accomplish and focus on some of the steps that I talk about. You know, use the tools and simply keep designing your reality and notice how quickly it shifts. So, you know, when you experience many of these changes, your body can, your body can respond in different ways. So simply notice, and that's all. Lisa, this is beautiful. Thank you for your gift to humanity and providing a global opportunity to set ourselves free. Awesome. Yeah, share with everybody, because, you know, anybody can join the class program. Anybody can join now. Also, you just want to let them know that they want to start with part one. So the more people go through this, you know, we can create a stronger ripple effect globally. Catherine, after the last call, I immediately felt lighter and more energized. For the following 2 days, I felt exhausted and emotional. Is that a common reaction to this type of work? So what happens is, you know, as things get started up, you know, a lot of really deep core ancient programmings are coming up to the surface so that they can be flushed out. Think about, you know, stains at the bottom of a cup, coffee stains at the bottom of a cup. When you run water, you know, it's going to take a little time for that stain to come up, for all those old residue to come up. So that's what happens. So as you flush them out of your system, then you don't hold that energy anymore, and then that's not going to bother you anymore. Because otherwise, you know, they're still hidden deep inside you, and the where we are going vibration-wise, Earth's new vibration, and where we are going, humanity and all life on Earth, the new vibrational changes is simply not going to support these old programmings and fear-based imprints. Best ever activation, moved a lot of stuff, feeling ecstatic now. Thank you so much for your generous work. Thanks for joining. Kim mentioned went very deep, powerful. And let me see if there is anything else. Esther says, my heart vibrates so much. Thank you for your gifts. Appreciate it. And thanks for joining. Isabel, my heart feels lighter and more open than when I started. JD, that was an intense experience. I felt strong energy moving through my body. It made my ears waffle from the healing power. Thank you. I purchased several of your previous recordings, but don't currently have extra. So you just declared you don't have something that you desire. Let's not do that. Focus on, you know, regardless of what you're looking for, focus on what you would like to experience or attract or manifest. not what doesn't work for you or didn't work for you in the past or what you don't have. Yeah, so focus on attracting abundance in all areas. And as you transform many of these fear-based teachings and beliefs, you know, they block abundance tremendously. So, you know, tell yourself that you can create all kinds of magical shifts in your life moving forward. Karen says, how does the lower space-time continuum work with the ancestral imprinting? So all things in the universe are simultaneous. You know, time is only a fourth-dimensional property or quality or restriction, however you want to look at it. In the universe, you know, all things happen simultaneously. So, you know, when you look at making changes, you make changes throughout different timelines simultaneously also. We just look at things more in a linear fashion because we are just used to a linear way of thinking. That's pretty much it. Lila, if you only listen to the programs, their recordings, not live, will you get the same benefits? Oh, absolutely. Karen, also wanted to thank you for gifting this to us. I went into a very deep trance and became so warm it brought me out, and I had to lay down with the fan on. I'm guessing there was a lot of alchemy happening. So thank you again. Great. Your release process can be through warmth and heat. So simply notice that we are going to meet again on Saturday and have fun. Oh, I see one more hand raised on the call. Last four digits are 1759.
Hi, Mashur. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
This is Louis from New York. I just wanted to share that even though it was a bit of an interruption, my wife was having some chest pains as I was touching her feet. Now she's up from the couch. I had some tears streaming down my eyes during the process. And I also had a pain on my lower back, the right side of my lower back, and that also is gone, hopefully forever, because it's been bothering me for a while. But today I it was really, really bad as I came from Midtown, and after the process, I feel it's no longer. So I just wanted to share that, and you know,
great. Thanks for sharing.
Yes, but it was really intense, the pain. And I wanted to also point out, I feel, I know you shouldn't, we shouldn't be saying I don't, but for me it's kind of hard to make the connection with the divine.
So now tell yourself that as you are going through these changing of all these old imprints and many, you know, fear-based connections, then it's going to be very easy for you to create a strong connection. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Great. Thanks for sharing. And the last person, 2486.
Hey, Michelle, this is Daphne. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
So, during this week, I've experienced a lot of like clearing in my body. It was very intense, and then I realized that I was clearing. So then I just became grateful for the clearing process or the clearing transformation. And then when I popped through, I felt so, so good. I was so happy. It felt good to feel good again. So I had a a deep cleansing last week, you know, after we had the first call. And tonight during this call, I also felt like when we went into the memory, I felt the sensation in my body, and it felt like my body like being depressed, pressed down, like I was started sinking into the chair. And then when we started doing the clearing and the alignment part of it, then I started to feel lifted up again. You know, I felt my body like lift up again, like I'm decompressed. So that was my experience tonight. And I have a question. When you were saying that, as the way that I heard it, when we raise our vibration and we can get assistance, like when we deal with the stars and stuff like that, you know, to help us to align in that vibration, is it also like the ascendant masters as well? We can call on them for help as well?
If you'd like to. Up to you.
Okay. So whatever we feel drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care. All right. Thanks everyone for joining. Have fun and have a rest, magical rest of your day and rest of your month. And we'll meet again for part 3.